Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. I want to talk to you today about the spirit of giving. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, and this scripture is taken out of context an awful lot because people really don't understand it. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, mammon is an evil spirit that enslaves man through money. A spirit that tried to enslave man to put money before God. Now, just because you've been blessed and just because you have things coming into your life and the favor of God's coming into your life, that doesn't mean that they're materialistic. You know, people don't even understand what materialistic means. Materialistic is trying to take a physical thing and meet a spiritual need. But look what Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 26 says. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you eat, what you drink, about your body, what you put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they are neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Now, look at the same chapter, verse 32 and 33. For all these things the Gentiles seek. The unbeliever seeks all these things. What do they seek? They worry about what they're going to wear. They worry about their life. They worry about what they're going to drink. They worry about what they're going to eat. But your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You don't pursue things. Things pursue you as you pursue God. The object of the spirit of mammon is to remove God from being first place in your life. Now, when you choose God over mammon, it's an issue of honor. Honor means letting God speak in your life concerning money and obeying Him. We can find this in Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. So verse 10 is a result of honoring Him. Honor attracts the spirit of grace and favor starts showing up in your life. When you honor God with your money, then grace and favor start showing up with your money and on your money. So we see here in 2 Corinthians 9 and 7. So let each one of us give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or in necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Giving according to your heart. God loves a cheerful giver. Now, Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, before we talk about all this worry and talk about seek ye first the kingdom, he says, wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Now, I love what this scripture says in the Amplified in 2 Corinthians 9, 7, and 8. Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly, sorrowfully, or under compulsion. For God loves, He takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without. Those things. And God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you will always and under all circumstances, whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or assistance, furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Now, His heart is in His giving. If you honor God with your money, He'll honor you with His abundance of grace. God will release grace on every area of your life. So when we talk about the spirit of giving, what are we really saying? We're saying that God is pouring out His abundance on our lives. He's pouring out the revelation on our lives. He's pouring out the goodness in our lives because God is honoring us as we honor Him in our giving. So now what's God going to do? He's going to pour out grace on your life. He's going to pour out favor on your life. He's going to pour out abundance on your life. So when you learn how to give, when you see the Father so loved that He gave, so every time love is always connected with giving. You can tell what you love the most. I've heard people say this, and it sounds like a kind of a wrong idea, but it's a lot of truth in it. If you want to find out where a person's heart at, look at their checkbook. So if you look at a checkbook, you can tell what people give. But we don't need to just give money. We need to give love. We need to give friendship. We need to give smiles. We need to give favor. We need to give things in our lives that makes other people's lives complete. The things that you have an excess in your life, sow them into other people's lives. And watch God begin to multiply and increase areas of your life like you've never seen before. This is the beauty of grace.